Thank you, Damien. And the sheriff's office is searching for 40-year-old Danny Ray Fidler, who was wanted in connection with a stolen vehicle incident on December 7th and an assault with a deadly weapon incident on Thursday afternoon. Fidler was seen driving a stolen Jeep that had been taken from a residence on Ackerman Lane in Carlotta on the 7th. A friend of the victim, who was working on Highway 36, saw Fidler drive past his worksite yesterday. He called the victim to report he had seen his Jeep and had a coworker called 911. The friend then got into his truck and followed the Jeep into a driveway at a neighboring property and attempted to block the exit with his pickup. Fidler is suspected of ramming the Jeep into the pickup and an unoccupied sedan parked in the driveway, causing heavy damage to both vehicles. Fidler is a white male adult with hazel eyes and brown hair. He is 5'8", 130 pounds, and has tattoos on both arms. He's also wanted for parole and probation violations. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call in Hydesville early this morning after receiving a report from neighbors of a residence on Fisher Road that they had heard a woman screaming and gunshots. When deputies reached the house, they found it encircled with a 6-foot-high cyclone fence. They contacted one of the residents, 53-year-old Craig Kelly, who was belligerent to deputies and refused to open the gate to the fence to allow them entry to the property. Deputies then climbed the fence and Wilkinson fled towards the house and attempted to keep deputies from entering and got into a physical struggle in which Wilkinson is accused of biting one of the officers. Deputies arrested Wilkinson and then interviewed his wife, who said she was unharmed. They also found a .45 caliber pistol and several shell casings. Wilkinson was booked into county jail on several charges, including assault and battery on an officer, resisting arrest, and public intoxication. Local law enforcement agencies kick off their holiday traffic safety enforcement programs this weekend. Tonight, the Eureka Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits. Police Chief Andy Mills said in a statement that it's a fair warning to drivers. You'll see an increase in traffic stops, and there is zero tolerance for those driving under the influence. Seven local and state agencies have teamed up for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign this holiday season, and checkpoints and DUI saturation patrols will be used to enforce traffic safety. If you do find yourself at a party and have had too much to drink, you can call Humboldt Towing from December 15th through January 1st. They will provide not only a ride home, but they will tow your car as well, free of charge and no questions asked. Local crab fishermen headed out to sea on Thursday to drop their pots after an agreement over the price of a pound of crab was reached. The commercial season opened on December 1st, but negotiations over the price of crab kept the boats in harbor. Fishermen will get $2.65 per pound. They were aiming for $3. Boats from Crescent City to Fort Bragg are out on the water today. Oregon fishermen will drop their pots over the weekend. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Six Rivers National Forest has a new Mad River District Ranger, and her name is Christine Hill. Hill has lived in Northern California for the past 30 years and has worked in four national forests. Forest Supervisor Tyrone Kelly said in a statement that Christine brings over 28 years of experience with the Forest Service, managing cultural and natural resources and forest special uses. Hill will fill the position formerly held by Tom Hudson, who transferred to Alaska. Personnel from several local public safety agencies, including the CHP, will participate in the Fortuna Sunrise Rotary Shopping with Heroes event tonight at 6 p.m. at Fortuna Ace Hardware. Police officers, paramedics, and firefighters will team up with local children and receive a $50 voucher to buy Christmas presents for the children and their families. The Shopping with Heroes event is sponsored by the Fortuna Sunrise Rotary Club, Fortuna Ace Hardware, and the McLean Foundation. Investigators from the District Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Office are assisting Hoopa Tribal Police in the drowning death of 34-year-old Hoopa resident Darrell Hostler. Hostler was allegedly driving a stolen vehicle when he was spotted by a tribal officer and led that officer on a short vehicle pursuit on Wednesday. At the intersection of Highway 96 and Tishtang Road, Hostler exited the vehicle and fled on foot and was next seen in the Trinity River. A search of the river by boat later located Hostler's body under the bridge. The water temperature was around 45 degrees, and the outside temperature was well below freezing. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.